الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اما بعد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى through His grace and infinite mercy granted us the opportunity to dedicate our lives for the acquisition of ilmi nubuwwah and for spreading ilmi nubuwwah. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included us amongst the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna al-ulama warathatul anbiya." The ulama are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Such a great honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, the talibin ilmi nubuwwah. Therefore, we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great favor that He has bestowed upon us without our being deserving of it. Many of us, or majority of us, before taking admission in the madrasa, were not aware of the virtues of ilm. We were not aware of the special position and the special status that we hold in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for majority of us that He instilled in the hearts of our parents the zeal for us to become the khuddam of deen, And as a result, they enrolled us into the madrasa. And it is only after spending a few months or a few years, we realize the worth and value of even the world. So my friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very, very kind to us. And there is no better occupation than ta'aleem and ta'allum. From amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the humankind is the best creation. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath of وَالْتِين وَالزَّيْتُون وَالْتُورِ سِينِين وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ, four things. And he says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. From amongst the innumerable creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best is the humankind. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided the humankind into approximately 124,000 groups, 124,000 nations. From amongst them, the best is our ummah. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. We are the khayru ummah, the best ummah. Because our Nabi is khayrul anbiya. He is khayrul anbiya, he is khayrul rusul, he is khayrul bashar, he is khayrul anam. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is khayrul anam, khayrul bashar, khayrul rusul. So his ummah has to be the khayru ummah. کیوں نہ پائے تیری امت خیر امت کا خطاب. Why should not your ummah be granted the title of خیر امت? The poet is asking Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. He is making this statement to Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that your ummah has to be given the title of خیر امت. Why should not your ummah be granted the title of خیر امت when you are khayrul rusul, best of the messengers, when you are khayrul bashar, best of the humans, when you are khayrul anam, best of the creation? Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka khitab. Tu hai jab khayrul bashar, khayrul rusul, khayrul anam. So we are the best nation. So first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred upon us this ihsan, that He has made us human. And then the second ihsan, that we belong to the khayrul ummah. And thereafter the third ihsan, from amongst the individuals and the members of the khayrul ummah, who is the best? Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allamahu. The best amongst you, the ummah, the best amongst the whole ummah are those people who engaged in learning the Quran and teaching the Quran. And not only the words of the Quran, the words of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran. Best amongst you are those who learn the Quran, who teach the Quran, and who learn and teach anything associated with the Quran. So whenever I get the opportunity to talk to my colleagues studying in madaris, because I am also a student, and I urge all of you to make dua for me that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep me a student of deen until I breathe my last. We are all students, and may we remain students until we breathe our last. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala was asked once by somebody, until when will you continue in the quest for knowledge? He said, ila mamat, until I die. Somebody said to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, when he saw him going somewhere with exercise books or just plain papers according to those times, and with an import and a pen, "Oh Ahmad ibn Hanbal, now you are Imamul Muslimin. You You are Imam Muslim. You are not young anymore. You are not a child anymore. You are not young anymore. The whole Ummah has accepted you as the Imam Muslimin. Despite that, we see you in the quest for knowledge of the time. In this day and age, the culture has changed. We have two phases. Phase number one, we acquire it. And at the end of the Bukhari year, the Dhore Hadith, we say, I have graduated. Farid. I have become Farid. So one phase is acquiring ilm, now the second phase has started, where I will impart ilm. And when we look at the lives of our pious predecessors, especially the Mutaqaddimin, we find that in the first phase they were acquiring ilm, and in the second phase they were acquiring and imparting ilm. So they would continue learning from their seniors and continue imparting to their juniors until they breathe in their last. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala had his own halaqa. Great jurists and fuqaha used to come and benefit from him. So somebody said, you are going somewhere to acquire ilm from one of your seniors, from another muhaddis or faqih who has come in this locality. Ila mata ya ibn Hanbal wa anta imamul muslimin. You are the Imam al-Muslimin, for how long will you continue acquiring ilm? So he picked up his input and he said, مَأَ الْمِحْبَرَةِ إِلَى الْمَقْبَرَةِ. I will remain with this input until the grave. Until the grave. So this should be our zeal. And my friends, we should feel happy and proud. Not in the sense of being arrogant or haughty, proud, happy. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has from among his hundreds of thousands of servants chosen me for this ilm and nubuwwah. So when I speak to my friends in the madaris, I always say to them, even in my own madaris, I always say to them that recognize your value. And in order to recognize our value, we need to recognize the value of ilm and nubuwwah. Ilm and nubuwwah. Great ilm. Ilm of the Quran, ilm of the Ahadith, ilm of nubuwwah conveyed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His best messenger, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was conveyed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through best of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiated its revelation during the best month and during the best night of the best month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiated the revelation in the best place on the surface of this earth, Makkah Mukarramah. And it continued in the best place after Makkah Mukarramah in Medina Munawwarah. It is this ilm that we are acquiring by faith. So let us recognize our value. Let us recognize the value of ilm Munawwarah. There are scores of ahadith. Scores of ahadith. In relation to the virtues of ilm. من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع. One who leaves his home for طلب العلم, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns. Some of you may have come to Madrasa Talimuddin from other countries. So you have left your home in Shawwal and you may not return until Shaban. Some of you may return after 2 years, some of you may return after 3 years. So continuously for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, you are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are sleeping during the night, you are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are talking to your friends remaining within Sharia limits, you are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You go out for a walk, or during your free time remaining within the limits of Sharia, you engage in sport activities. You are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 24 hours you are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as you do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine your worth in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. let us recognize our value. And after recognizing our value, let us become Talibul Ilm in its true sense. Let us study the lives of our pious predecessors. How were they when they were students of Deen? How was their behavior? How did they behave as students? A student came to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala to seek knowledge. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala gave him a room or a place to sleep at night. And it was his first night, so Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala arranged for a jug of water. Because during those times the culture for the ulama and the talibin ilm was that each person would wake up for the evening salah. That was the culture. Culture was that every talibul ilm would wake up for tahajjud salat, perform tahajjud salat, he would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he would seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success in his in this quest of this. And it is very important, my friends. We should not rely on our intelligence, on our cleverness. We are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. You must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us whilst we are importing the knowledge, and we should continually ask Him to grant us tawfiq and create the means and resources for us after we graduate so that we are able to impart this knowledge far and wide until we bring our lives. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot do anything. Without His help, we cannot acquire ilm. Without His help, we cannot remain in this madrasa even for a second without His tawfiq. If we have been in this madrasa for 1 month or for 1 year or for a few years, it is the sheer tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a sign that Allah loves us. Because Allah grants this ilm only to those people whom He loves. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi made arrangements for a jug of water so that the student would not find it inconvenience at the time of tahajjud. And it was his first day, so before the Fajr Salah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi went to his room. Because he was Imam Ahmad's guest and guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also he was talibul ilm, to see how he had slept the last night and to take him for Fajr Salat with him. But when Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi entered the room, the student was still sleeping. There was ample time to prepare for the Fajr Jamaat, but he was still sleeping. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi turned his eyes towards the jug of water to ascertain whether he had performed Tahajjud Salat or not. When Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi realized that he had not performed tahajjud salah, not missing fard, not coming late for fard salah, not missing rakat, he had neglected tahajjud salah. This was his first day. He had come from a very long journey. Despite that, what did Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi say? He said, Subhanallah. He was surprised that a student of Deen and does not perform salat tahajjud. He said, Subhanallah, rajulun yatlubul ilm, a person is in search of knowledge, wala yakuna lahu wirdun bil layl, and he does not have any mamulat during the night. Astonished Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah. So let us value ilm nubuwwah, let us value our own status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us try to become talibul ilm in its true sense. Let us exert all effort. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us during these 6 years or 7 years or 8 years of our stay in this madrasa, dedicated to this ilm. Al-ilmu la yu'tika ba'dahu illa tu'tiyahu kullah. You will only be able to acquire a portion of ilm if you give everything to ilm. If you give your comfort to ilm, if you give your honor to ilm, your dignity, your wealth, everything to ilm. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi used to
ask the talaba and the ulama, who is an alim? Who is a talibul ilm? Every alim is talibul ilm. So who is a talibul ilm? Talib is ism fa'il. And in ism fa'il you have the meaning of istimrar. So talib means the one who is continually in search. So talibul ilm, the one who is continually in search of ilm. Whether he is in the classroom or outside the classroom. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, who is talibul ilm? And then he would say, talibul ilm is that person who always has a question in his mind in regard to ilm. Something is bothering him. Is this jaiz? Is this not jaiz? What is the tarkib of this sentence? All the time he is thinking about something. That is talibul ilm. So let us give everything to ilm. Everything. Ibn Mandah rahimahullah ta'ala, a great muhaddith, he acquired ilm until the age of 20 within his locality, and thereafter when he acquired everything that his asatiza had in his locality, he left for acquisition of ilm. And when did he return? After 45 years. He did not return home until 45, for 45 years he was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe it was a good record that nobody has broken after 45 years. Allahu Akbar. 45 years. And when he returned after 45 years at the age of 65, that is when he started his life. He got married at the age of 65. For 65 years he was acquiring ilm. And when he returned, he returned with 40 camels load of the zakhira of hadith that he had acquired. 39 camel loads of hadith that he had acquired, only one camel load where he was sitting on the camel with his belongings. So for 45 years, he did not visit anybody, any of his relatives, his father, mother, maybe many of them passed away in his absence. These were the ulama who gave everything to him. Allah Saraksi rahimahullah ta'ala was compelled to remain in a well for a very long time because the government became unhappy regarding an issue. So the students were perturbed. Nowadays, if our Ustad Muhtaram remains absent from the class, that is our lucky day. We all feel very happy. It is a spiritual remedy, my friends. It is a problem. It is a problem. Because we don't know the value of knowledge, we feel happy when the Ustad is absent. And we feel unhappy when the Ustad is present in the class. Allah. So Allah was Saraksi rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was jailed in the well, he was lowered down the well, he has to stay there, guard is standing at the wall of the well. So the students were worried. So a delegation of students came to Allah was Saraksi rahimahullah ta'ala and they said, Hazrat, what about our lesson? So Allah was Saraksi rahimahullah ta'ala said, the lesson will be imparted from the well. So at class times, the whole class should be present here, all the students. And they were in dozens. And Allama Saraksi rahimahullah ta'ala imparted his knowledge from the well, which later on came to be known as the Mabsut of Allama Saraksi rahmatullah alayh in 30 volumes. 30 volumes dictated by Allama Saraksi rahimahullah ta'ala from the well without referring to any books. When you dedicate everything to ilm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the heart for you. So friends, dedicate it and with ilm amal. Ilm and amal, both go hand in hand together. Ilm, without amal. Ilm without amal is words without amal. Words. That is not ilm. It is words. Words. Ilm, ma'lumat, knowledge. That is not ilm. Ma'lumat is not ilm. When ma'lumat becomes ma'ula, now it is ilm. So if I know that five times salat is fard, it is not ilm, it is ma'lum. And when I, with punctuality, when I perform five times salat, now it is ma'mool, now it is ilm. So with ilm, amal is necessary. And amal is security for ilm. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, hatafal ilmu bil amal. When a person acquires knowledge, ma'lumat, ilm, then the ilm hearkens amal. Ilm calls out to amal. It's like a friend going to another friend's house and his name is Ismail. He will say, Ismail, Ismail, Ismail. If he opens the door, he will go inside. And if Ismail doesn't respond, he will return. So ilm calls amal. And if amal responds, ilm will remain with the person. But if amal does not respond, hatafal ilmu bil amal, fa'in ajaba. Fa'in ajaba. If amal responds, ilm will remain. Wa illa fartahal. Otherwise, ilm will go. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, at the age of 14, he became baligh. And he was sat in the company of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, or he questioned Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, or he questioned Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, and Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi gave him the reply, or he was sitting in the majlis of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi as a student, and Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned a mas'ala. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said that if a person goes to sleep after performing isha, whereas he is not baligh, and if he becomes baligh during the night before the dawn, then it is compulsory for him to perform isha salat. Because the isha he had performed whilst he was not baligh is nafl, it is not fard. Because isha became fard upon him when he became baligh, so it is necessary for him to perform isha salat. Now Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, upon hearing this masala, he walked away from the majlis. And then he returned again to the majlis. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, after the dars, called Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi, and he said, Muhammad, where did you go? So he said, Hazrat, the same thing happened to me last night. And because I was unaware of the masala, I thought I had already performed Isha Salat. So the qada of Isha Salat was on my head. And it is my habit that whenever I hear something new, I always practice. Ilm with amal, my friends. Ilm with amal. The more you practice, the more barakah will come in your ilm. Imam Baqir rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَحْفَلْ حَدِيثَ فَعَمَلْ بِهِ. If it is your desire to memorize a hadith, then whenever you memorize a hadith, start practicing. If you practice upon the ilm we have acquired, we will not forget. We have memorized اللَّهُمَّ افْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ رَحْمَتِكَ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ. If we don't practice, within 10 years we will forget. So amal brings practice. Amal. So exert every effort to acquire as much ilm as possible. Thereafter exert every effort in practicing upon that ilm. And thereafter exert every effort to spread this ilm as far and wide as possible. As far, these are the three responsibilities of all. Number one, we acquire it. Number two, we practice. And whilst doing those things, according to our ability, according to our authority, we try to propagate this ilm far and wide as possible. And continually, my friends, continually turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to assist you in this course. That, oh Allah, grant me barakah in my ilm. Oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq to value ilm. Oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq to dedicate everything for ilm. Wabil jiddi tuktasabul ma'ali. Or wabil kaddi tuktasabul ma'ali. Man talabal ula sahiral dayali. You will understand Arabic. Wabil jiddi through effort. Wabil jiddi tuktasabul ma'ali. Through effort. Through effort, high status is acquired. Man talabal ula, the one who desires high status, sahiral dayali. He will not go to sleep at night. He will remain awake at night. And he will work hard. لَوْ كَانَ يَحْسُنُ هَذَا الْإِلْمُ بِالْمُنَى مَا كَانَ يَبْقَى فِي الْبَرِيَّةِ جَاهِلُ. لو كان هذا العلم يحصل بالمنى. If this ilm was acquired only through wishes, then it's my wish. I want to become the greatest muhaddith of South Africa. Inshallah, one day I will become the Sheikh al-Hadith of this madrasa. I will also open a darum of my own. Only dreams. Kamyabi kaam se hogi, na ki husne kalam se hogi. Kamyabi kaam se hogi, na ki husne kalam se hogi. فکر کے اہتمام سے ہوگی, ذکر کے انتظام سے ہوگی. لو کان ہذا العلم یدرک یحصل بالمنى, if this ilm was acquired through wishes only, ما کان یبقى فی البریت جاہد, not a single person will remain ignorant on the surface of this earth, because every person, even the doctor, desired that I wish I was a Maulana like him. But a person cannot become alim or allama or muhaddith or mufassir only on the basis of wishes and desires. So what do we have to do? Fajhad, wala taksal, wala taku ghafila. Fajhad, work hard. Wala taksal, do not become lazy. Wala taku ghafila, do not become negligent. Fajhad, wala taksal, wala taku ghafila, fanadamatul uqba limay yatakasalu. Because the regret of the future during student days, future after graduation, and future in the hereafter, the regret of the future is for that person who remains lazy. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us great honor, great status. Let us value this honor, let us value this status. And the greatest obstacle in the path of ilm is maasiyat. So completely stay away from maasiyat. Completely stay away from maasiyat. Sagira, kabira, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, kullu ma nuhi anhu fa huwa kabiratu. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, whether it falls in the category of sagair or it falls in the category of kabair, is kabira. Because disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing but kabira. Very great. Disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Greatest obstacle in talabul ilm. Greatest obstacle in acquiring the nur of ilm. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi complained to his ustad, very well known couplets, shakawtu ila waqi'in su'a hibzi, fa arshadani ila tarkil ma'asi, wa akhbarani bi anna al-ilma nurun, wa nurullahi la yubda li'asi. I complained to my ustad Imam Waqi rahimahullah ta'ala that I cannot memorize the ilm, I cannot retain the ilm in my memory. So fa arshadani ila tarkil ma'asi, he gave me guidance and he said, stay away from sins. Do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are human, so we make mistakes. You try to protect your gazes, protect your ears, safeguard your tongue, safeguard your mind, and try to always remain in good company. And too much mixing without necessity during staying days is also a very big obstacle. During student days, no friendship, no enmity. The mind should not be occupied with anybody. If we make someone a very close friend, the mind will remain occupied. And if you make somebody an enemy, the mind will remain occupied. No enmity, no friendship. So Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi was instructed by his teacher that stay away from sins. And thereafter the teacher said, wa'akhbarani. My teacher informed me, bi anna ilma nurun. Ilm is nur. Just as fire and water cannot unite together, similarly, the dhulma and the darkness of ma'asiyat and the nur of ilm cannot unite together. So when the heart becomes filthy with the dhulma and with the darkness of ma'asiyat, that heart cannot attract the nur of ilm. وَأَخْبَرَنِي بِأَنَّ الْإِلْمَ نُورٌ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُبْدَى لِعَاسِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to acquire ilm with lot of effort whilst abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with immense adab, adab of the asatida, adab of the kutub, adab of the classroom, adab of all the articles of ilm, adab of our fellow classmates, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst the inheritors of the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبه للمتقين والصلاه والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وخير وانت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم انك انت العزيز الاكرم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل اخرتنا خيرا من الاولى. اللهم زينا بزينه الايمان واجعلنا هداة للمهتدين. اللهم انا نسالك علما نافعا. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. يا عليم علمنا ما لم نكن نعلم يا عليم. ربنا زدنا علما. ربنا زدنا علما. ربنا زدنا علما. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن اوليائك المقربين الصديقين ومن العلماء الربانيين ومن خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انا نسالك من الخير كله عاجله واجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله واجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم انا نسالك في سفرنا هذا العلم والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.